This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The BJP has released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. Former Lok Sabha MP Dr. Rajdeep Roy will fight from Silchar, while sitting Rajya Sabha MP Rameshwar Teli has been fielded from Duliajan seat. Former State BJP Chief Ranjit Kumar Das will contest from Bhawanipur Sobhag seat, and Speaker in the present Assembly Biswajit Daimari will fight from Tamulpur constituency. Assam will vote for assembly polls on the 9th April in a single phase. The BJP has released its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam assembly polls. Former state BJP chief Kumanam Rajashekharan will contest from Aranmula seat. Party has fielded Ashwini ML from Kasargod, Renu Suresh from Kongad, and B. Radhakrishnan Menon from Changasari. The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held in New Delhi yesterday, which approved the names. Early this week, the party had released its first list of 47 candidates for Keralam assembly polls. Assembly polls will be held in a single phase in Keralam on the 9th of next month. The BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming assembly by-elections 2026 in various states. According to the party, Ritesh Ravi Nayak has been fielded from the Ponda assembly seat in Goa. In Nagaland, Dauchiar I. Imchen will contest from the Koridang assembly ST constituency. In Karnataka, the party has fielded Veerabhadraya Charanthimat from Bagalkot assembly seat, while Srinivas T. Dasakariappa has been fielded from Davangere South Assembly constituency. In Tripura, Johar Chakraborty has been named as the party's candidate for the Dharmnagar Assembly constituency. The government has launched Resilience and Logistic Intervention for Export Promotion Relief Scheme to support Indian exporters affected by the West Asia conflict. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal said the government is coordinating with key ministries and overseas missions to support exporters in view of the conflict. Mr. Agrawal said an inter-ministerial group has also been set up under the Department of Commerce to address issues like logistics, warehousing and return of cargo. The secretary admitted that Indian exporters to the Middle East are facing disruptions due to the ongoing regional tensions and impacting shipments and future trade.
In terms of some of the cargoes which needs to come back, in terms of warehousing challenges, in terms of logistic challenges to bring back the cargo back to the market from, we are trying to listen to them and trying to respond to them, work with Ministry of Ports and Shipping, work with Department of Revenue, CBIC, and work with our missions in the Middle East to see whatever help we can extend to our exporters to resolve these issues.
President Draupadi Murmu visited the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir today. She also installed a 150 kg gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of special religious ceremonies. The Yantra, based on Vedic mathematics, is designed to generate positive spiritual energy and symbolizes the divine presence of Lord Ram. The 150 kg gold-plated square metal plate features engraved Vedic and Bij mantras. Approximately 6,000 workers, vendors and artisans who contributed to the temple's construction have been invited to participate in the ceremony. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that MSMEs are emerging as an important pillar of the country's defence manufacturing sector. Addressing the National Defence Industries Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that local entrepreneurs, startups and innovators are playing a crucial role in enhancing India's technological capabilities and contributing significantly to the national economy. New Year festivals of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cheroba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion of Chaitra Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, the Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cheroba. And that is the end of this news bulletin.